Your dog pulls on the leash because pulling works. The dog gets to the end of the leash, and pulling has produced the outcome. The behavior is reinforced by the consequence, and you have been the reinforcer every time the dog gets where they want to go by pulling. That is the antecedent arrangement. The trigger is the environment, the sightline trigger, the air scent trigger. What you need to do is flip the contingency. The moment the leash goes taut, you pop the leash, you say no in a deep voice, and you wait 2 seconds. Then you stop. Do not pull back, do not correct, just stop. The dog learns that pulling does not move you forward, but a loose leash does. Use a front clip harness or a head halter to take the equipment advantage off the table. Pair that with the figure 8 pattern, the McConnell redirect, so the dog learns that pulling ends forward motion. Then the dog offers a slack leash to get the walk going again. The dog is reading your leadership when you make the rules about pressure in the leash clear. The dog is not being stubborn. The dog has not learned a better behavior yet. Be patient. Be consistent. Do not use a flexi leash on this dog because it promotes the negative behavior we are trying to correct. By paying out line every time the dog pulls, the flexi leash rewards the very behavior you are trying to extinguish. A tired dog is a good dog, so make sure the dog is getting enough exercise and mental stimulation before the walk so the dog has somewhere to put the energy that is not pulling. Tired dogs work with tired dogs. Walk this dog first, train this dog second.